This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul George on his podcast, they were talking, listen, there's only one pro athlete in the room here, so you can certainly answer to this, talking about reporters in locker rooms.
There was a reporter in Washington that would look at dude, like stare at dude's meat.
He said a man or a female?
He said this dude.
Oh, he said dude. Okay.
He did say right. Dude. Now, where that came from was his host was reading a tweet from a former NFL player.
Torrey Smith tweeted, and I quote, pause, if only y'all knew how awkward some of the male reporters act. Straight meat watchers.
Hashtag meat watcher.
Oh, my God.
By the way, they're not wrong. If you remember back in the early 90s, Sam Weiss tried to ban women from locker rooms. Now, it's not just what he was trying to do, but it was just overall, it was like an invasion of your privacy. And I do know for a fact, because I did work in a newsroom in Cincinnati, that guys would go in there with the cameras on. You know, they used to have the big
cameras. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would go in there with them on, and they'd be down around their waist, so you would think that they weren't on.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, and they'd have the shot of the locker.
So you saw this when you were, did they?
I did.
Wow. That's one thing I didn't think. I didn't think they did that.
They'd have the camera pointed down and they'd still catch Boomer because his was on the floor.
This is back in, what am I, Arnold Palmer now? But this is back in the 80s.
But for reporters, when you first go in the locker room and you're inexperienced, there's a lot of meat. Wieners out.
Yeah,
it is,
but
weird.
I mean,
you listen, do kind of look because it's just weird.
Yeah, when I got to this, the NFL locker room is something you can't really explain until you're in there.
Well, so, even the NBA locker room is wide open like that, too.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so many more football players, you know, and there's all. So going into that Steelers locker room, I had not really experienced that. And I was really trying not to look at anybody, you know? And then I had that Rashard Mendenhall experience where he stood right next to me, completely naked, staring at me this close to my face while I was trying to interview an offensive lineman.
Balls and meat.
What, I mean, what you, like, and I look at him, am I a meat watcher? I'm like, what's this guy doing?
So why was he doing that?
Just to be a jerk.
Just to be a guy in the locker room.
Right.
That's
just to
what
be
he
like,
was.
So like he was.
That's the kind of stuff I miss, actually.
Yeah, but like, but luckily.
I'd be sitting there and watching you interview Jerry and Al standing next to you.
Yeah.
I'm laughing.
He was a strange dude, that Rashard.
Oh, there are
Mendenhall.
A lot of strange
Very
dudes in
strange
the locker room,
dude.
Man. I told you.
I just think you guys, meaning you pro athletes, like to have fun with us. Because even with the Rangers, when Rosasco brought in Mike Richter once,
oh, yeah.
Stark naked,
yeah.
And Richter comes out and he just goes like this, what do you guys need?
Exactly.
Like, wow.
Yeah, something, yeah, it gets a little, I think, I don't know. It's just everybody's a little bit different, for sure. I mean, I told you I had a guy that used to stretch his scrotum to the floor.
Yeah, my buddy Josh Miller, the punter, would not shower.
So you had an owl.
Yeah, would not do it. No, he would just like, I can't.
Wouldn't do it.
He would grab his stuff, grab his backpack. No one was interviewing him. Just leave, go home and shower. He's like, I can't. I just can't do it.
And in fairness, he could go home. He didn't really play.
Well, no. I mean, they would get
out there. But
get out there occasionally. But yeah,
I mean, it's got to be intimidating. I mean, for like a kicker or a punter who's just like a regular. Like sure. I was next to the Eagles specialist. Those guys. I mean, I was bigger than those guys.
Oh, like Braden Mann. And
So like, I can't imagine. You know, when they are in the locker room next to Jordan Davis, the defensive tackle.
What, you think they have Nicholas like you?
Huh? Yeah, little Nick. I'm sure they do. They have to compared to those guys.
Yeah. You know? And there are certain guys that never show their wiener in the locker rooms. Like if you cover a team on a regular basis, like there were certain guys on the Buccaneers that never would be without a towel.
Well, you know what? I always felt like, I always felt I had a towel around me. I never would stand there naked. Or I had at least my underwear on or something. Just felt like it was just a much more comfortable setting under those circumstances.
I mean, there were certain guys that really didn't care, and there were other guys that were very, very careful. Roethlisberger, very careful. Hmm. That, you know, I mean, he would do like the stuff that I do in golf locker rooms, like, you know, like put the boxers under the towel. You know?
Yeah, sure. A lot of guys did that. A lot of guys did that, though.
But he's Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
understood. But. And Gardner Minshew stretches naked, right, in the locker room?
That was the thing. Yeah.
That's what they used to say.
Yeah.
I'm
grateful for that experience being in those locker rooms for those 5 years that I was there.
You learned a lot.
I mean, yes, you really the things you see and experience
and hear.
It's true.
Like, oh man.
Mm-hmm. It's a different place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You get to, like, the personalities that we had. Like, we had James Harrison and Troy Polamalu.
Oof.
In that, you know, like, and Troy was the nicest guy in the world. You know, and I've told this story before. He would ask you how you were before he started the interview.
Everything good? You happy?
Be like, yeah.
Okay, you can start now.
And then James Harrison would be like, say what? Sorry, James. Never mind.
He was just saying hello.
Yeah. Huh? Let's go over there. Talk to James Farrier.
A lot of different personalities, that's for sure. Jets, Patriots on Sunday. Today's Tuesday. So it's the McAfee Aaron Rodgers Day. It is, right?
Yeah. It is.
So you do have that. You got the Giants facing the Steelers Monday night. Here's Brian Daboll sticking with Daniel Jones. How come?
Well, I think he gives us the best chance, number one. I thought, you know, there were a lot of plays that he did exactly what he needed to do. And then, look, there were some plays where It wasn't just on Daniel. It was a collection of things. It wasn't just one person in protection or a route. It was a collective deal.
Yeah, well, they don't score, although they are better on the road, certainly, than they are at home. But he is still the starting quarterback. You also had, as we talked all morning, Brandon Ayuk, a torn ACL, Deshaun Watson, a ruptured Achilles. Mike McDaniel, well, you know what, we'll talk about Tua in terms of him wanting to play, and I guess he's going to play against the Bucs this weekend. Here he is. He knows he's got to protect himself better going forward. He said too many of these head injuries.
It's a professional, you know, setting. This is the professional level, the best of the best. You know, you just can't be doing that. So definitely got to stay more available for the team, for the organization, for our guys.
And he's got to stay healthy and not have these head injuries. From the NBA, we already heard from Joe Mazzulla, but also it is the opener for the Knicks to take on the Celtics. And then you've also got the Lakers and the T-Wolves. We heard from LeBron James earlier playing with his son. Here's his son playing with him.
I'm always thinking about, you know, that's my dad, because that's literally my dad. So I just go out there and, you know, when I'm playing, he's just my teammate. That's all I'm thinking at that point. Well,
that'll be the official start tonight between the Lakers and the Timberwolves. You've got all three local hockey teams in action with the Rangers.
I was just thinking how, like, LeBron's kid is playing with LeBron on the Lakers, and then Michael Jordan's kid was banging Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Like, that's what you were thinking about?
Yeah, I was just going through my head of, like, the greats and their kids and stuff. And, like, I thought Michael Jordan right away. And then, like, he was with Larsa Pippen for a very long time.
Yeah,
that's true. It's just funny.
Devil's home for the Lightning. Islanders take on the Red Wings. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And so, since the NBA season does begin tonight, I thought fitting to replay Boomer wanting Wally Szczerbiak on the show. That was shot down, however.
I mean, it is the morning of the Knicks opening game tonight against the Boston Celtics.
You and Al handle that.
You would think that Al would reach out to Wally.
You can get a scouting
report on the Knicks and the Jets, since he's all over the Jets.
You guys could talk about that. You want to do it? It's fine with me. You know me. I love Wally. Al. You know, he thinks.
What is this with Wally?
Talking to break.
Yeah, we're Boomer. Talking to break, all right? All right,
Boomer and Gio on the fan.
Get Wally on the horn. Get him on the horn.
He's not available.
You're boring. You suck.
All right, happy NBA season, guys. Moment of the day.
It's here.
I mean, even if he wanted to come on, apparently he's not allowed to come on.
So. Oh, good point.
Oh, is he still embargoed?
Nice, yeah.
Probably so.
From our
No, standpoint. No, from their end. That's right. Okay.
Just trying to be good partners with MSG, that's all. Promote their product. Mm-hmm. I know they're on TNT tonight, but there is a pregame show.
Indeed.
A Knicks in 30 that they're doing today. And
I've tried getting Sam Rosen on, filling in for you guys several times. Always shot down.
Oh, yep. Can't do it.
I'm going to high-five Maggie in the hallway.
Jesus.
What a bore.
Maggie's like, what's this for? Don't worry about it.
It's okay.
All right.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.